morning. Thank you for tuning in with me today. It's currently 5:30, almost 5:45 in the morning. I'm driving into work. We are going to see how this whole podcasting thing goes. I don't really know. Don't really know how this stuff works. I'm going to give it a shot. I figured I listened to enough of them, so I might as well give it a shot at trying to record one. Just trying to get myself situated here. I usually leave for work about a half hour later from now. So this is kind of a bit of an adjustment so far. But the big issue for me usually is that when I'm driving to work in the morning, half hour makes a huge difference. I don't want to be on the road longer than I have to, because in the best condition days, meaning when there's not traffic on the road, I can get down to work in about 45 minutes. That obviously hasn't really been the case so far. I've been kind of stuck in traffic, hitting a little bit of pockets of traffic here and there, and I still managed to get to work about an hour early. I get into work at around like 7 o'clock, when I have to start at around 8:30. So usually what I just end up doing is I'll just sit down. Once I pull in, I will take a quick nap, take about an hour nap, which really helps me throughout the day, kind of reboost my energy, and I don't come into work really feeling too lethargic or tired or anything like that, so that feels great. So what I'm doing right now is that because my company is pretty cool, my boss told me that if I show up to work early, meaning if I just, instead of taking my nap at work, if I just decide to go in and start work at 7, I'll be able to leave earlier, which would be huge. Because if I can leave earlier, 3:30, 4 o'clock, that puts me about an hour and a half to an hour ahead of the rush hour traffic, which will be huge, because on most days that the drive in isn't that bad. What I'm doing right now really isn't terrible. It's actually kind of peaceful because it seems like nobody's on the road right now. So I'm just kind of enjoying myself doing this podcast. But on the ride home, that's a different story, because it's rush hour traffic in New Jersey, so pretty close to hell on earth. It takes roughly about an hour and a half. Maybe I'm being dramatic. Maybe it takes hour 15 usually to get home. Which is still pretty buns, if you ask me. So anything I can do to kind of minimize that time, less time in the car and more time doing other stuff, that's good with me. So I figured, I'd give this podcasting thing a shot. There's some things that I feel like I am somewhat qualified to talk about. For those of you who do not know, my name is Adam Kiley. I am a recent Rutgers University graduate. I studied economics in college. Now I work in the imports and exports industry with a shipping container company. I'm currently on my second week there, and so far it's been pretty good. But whenever you start a full-time position, there come some changes in your life that you're going to have to deal with, right? So you're going to deal with scheduling conflicts. You're not going to have as much time as you, as much free time as you had. You're going to have issues where you're just kind of tired, because if you get up early, you're going to be tired at night. Even if you just spend a lot of time in the car, you know, there's something about spending a lot of time in a car that takes a lot out of you, and it makes you pretty tired. So, you know, one thing, or a couple things that I've been experiencing have been just those. I've been pretty tired when I get home, but I've still found time to get to the gym. And another thing is, I don't have time for different creative outlets that I previously kind of liked. So, what does that mean? Well, one thing that I used to do, you know, while I was still in school and when I had just graduated, was I used to like to write. And I'm not going to stop writing. You know, this is just something that it was pretty time consuming. I would write on my own personal blog and just kind of write about things that were on my mind, things that were going on in the world, just kind of reflections about how I saw things were going and where I wanted them to go and some of the steps that I was going to take to get there. So I did, I don't know how many posts, but over the past 2 years, since about 2016, I'd been writing just casually in my free time. Sometimes I'd go months at a time without doing it just to get more, you know, life experience and understanding about how things worked. And other times, you know, I would just kind of, So I would go months at a time without writing, and then my one friend suggested that I do weekly updates just to help me, you know, clear my mind and maybe get a little bit more organized, as far as like emotionally organized. And so I started doing that, started writing the weekly updates, and to be honest, they didn't necessarily have the intended effect that I thought they were going to have. I thought when I wrote them, I thought I was going to feel, you know, more organized or just in a better place. And what it seemed like to me was towards the last couple that I did, it just seemed to be kind of like a chore almost, where I was kind of dreading Sunday night because I would write every Sunday night at around 10 o'clock. I just sit down for about an hour and just write about what my mental space was looking like for the previous week. And one reason why I think it was kind of a chore is because I think that I was still in school and I was still, like, it was very repetitive. So every weekly update would kind of be like, you know, it'd start with different sections, I guess. Academically, how am I doing academically? Well, this week I had a test, I had an exam, I had a bunch of homework to do, I spent about 12 hours in the library, you know, this, that, and the third. Then we would move on to like fraternally, like how's my stuff with my fraternity going, and how's stuff with, you know, socially, how is all that going? And then another dynamic that I'm very interested in, for those of you who don't know, is I also enjoy strength training. So I was in the gym, when I was in school, I was in the gym about at least 4 times a week doing powerlifting style training. I don't want to sit here and call myself a powerlifter because I've never actually competed. I just enjoy the training methodologies that go into powerlifting. I enjoy pushing my body to lift heavier weights. So I would write about how my powerlifting style training, basically I'm a phony ass powerlifter, would go. And then, yeah, and then I would kind of round everything off with where is my mental landscape this week. So how do I feel about everything? And that was probably the most therapeutic part of the weekly updates, was kind of just writing about, you know, how I felt, because I've never been very good at expressing my emotions in a way that is meaningful and effective in communicating exactly how I feel. So, you know, this was the one part of the whole writing that I actually enjoyed. I enjoy talking about, you know, my powerlifting and my academics and stuff like that, but I do not really, you know, if we were to sit down face to face and have a conversation about all that, I wouldn't spend more than a couple minutes talking about, you know, how's school going, how's training going, unless you're as involved with the stuff as I am, right? Because nobody wants to hear you just go on and on about, oh, I had a test, and I was sitting in an economics course, and we learned about how marginal revenues equal, you know, this, that, and the third. And then nobody really, if you're not into strength training like that, or if you're not even into athletics or you know, anything in the physical training atmosphere or realm or landscape, you know, you may not want to hear that I tried to squat a 3 rep max, and then I benched a five sets of five at this weight, and it felt pretty heavy, but I'm still going to continue going, yada 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 yada. However, if we're talking about an emotional landscape and how do I feel about the different things going on in my life, what stresses me out, what do I get happy about, and talking about why this might be, or, you know, how you are affected in certain ways by the different things going on in your life, well, that gives you a little bit more to go off of, right? Because then you can say, you can take what I'm saying and kind of apply it into your own life and start thinking about things from an emotional perspective, right? So that's why I did the weekly updates. And I spent some time out in Hawaii after graduation. I spent about 2 weeks out with my best friend out in Hawaii and his two amazing roommates. And we hung out. We had a great time. I posted a quick little update on my blog. You can find it at amkylie@wordpress.com. It's on my Twitter, which I believe is at KylieClan, I think. I'm not sure. I think it's at KylieClan. That's KylieClan. Somebody check it for me, and then you know, post it in the comments, and maybe when I'm at work, I'll be able to figure that out. You know, I don't even know how this podcasting thing works. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to like post links in my bio or anything like that. So you know, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'll link all my social media stuff in my blog and, you know, all this other stuff. And we'll just see where it goes, right? So anyway, yeah, so I really enjoyed writing the blog for all those reasons that I just said. But it's time consuming. It's time consuming to sit down and really dissect how you're feeling about certain things. And unless you get into a flow in writing where, you know, everything, you just think it something and then it just hits the paper, right? Sometimes there would be times when I would sit down and write, and I'd start off with this really great idea, but my mind would just wander on me. And as I was writing, I realized that this isn't going to be useful or resourceful to anyone. And therefore, I should just kind of either backtrack or abandon the whole thing. So I have a bunch of different drafts in my WordPress site where, you know, it's just a ton of, it's just a ton of like half thoughts almost. And maybe I'll revisit those and maybe I'll try and tighten them up and refine them a bit to a point where I can get them back. But at the same time, those points are gone, right? That ship has sailed, because realistically, I'm not in the same mental landscape that I am, or that I was in when I tried to write one of my first drafts in like 2016. It's 2018 now. I've since gone through some pretty hard classes, some pretty hard life experiences, and I'm just a different young man than I am, than I was back in 2016. So, yeah. So now we are here. First week of work has been done. Work has been going pretty well. I've been doing a lot of reports. I've been learning a lot. I've been figuring out how the business back end sides of industries work. I've been refining my skills in things like Microsoft Excel and Outlook and all these different statistics packages, because I do a lot of work. I do a lot of reporting work for our corporate office. Well, technically I work at the corporate office, but I do a lot of work for our sub offices or our sub regions on behalf of the corporate office, and I still report to executives at the corporate office. It's really boring. I'm not gonna bore you guys to tears with the details, but the industry itself is very interesting. Where the industry is going is very interesting, and I've been enjoying it. However, to get back on track a bit, it's been very different. And I don't like to use vague words like different. I usually like to kind of figure out better words. You know, words like nice or different don't really tell you much. They just kind of, they're like blanket terms, and I think they're kind of stupid, honestly. But things have been different. There's been change going on in my life now where I'm adjusting to getting up early and going to work. So I haven't had time for creative outlets like writing. So I decided, you know what? I've been talking about wanting to do a podcast for a while where I just kind of sit down and talk about, you know, how life is going, you know, just talk about things that I'm thinking, basically translate the writings, you know, my blog posts into something that is easier than reading. You just plug it in and you listen to it on your drive to work, maybe, or at night, or in the morning with your coffee. I don't know how you listen to it. Let me know how you listen to it though, because I think it's cool, because I listen to podcasts during a lot of different times in, throughout my day. Most of the time when I'm driving to work, I'll listen to a podcast. I like, obviously I like the Joe Rogan podcast. I think he's great. He has such good communicative skills, and he can just play like linguistic tennis with the people that he has on, and he has some of the most interesting people on his show. I think it's fantastic, and I think that he's really just knocked it out of the park. I like Joey Diaz. I think his is called The Church of What's Happening, or The Church of What's Going On, or something like that. He's really funny. He has a lot of really cool experience. A lot of very interesting experience being a fellow Jersey boy, except he grew up pretty close to New York City. I grew up about an hour away from there. But Joey Diaz is pretty funny. He's really funny, actually. He's probably one of the funniest people that I've listened to. Who else do I listen to? I listen to Matt Vincent's podcast called UMSO. That's kind of catered towards living a badass life and strength and conditioning. Matt, if you're listening, let me know if that's kind of correct or not. I hope I did a decent synopsis with that brief little bit there. No, I really like Matt's podcast. I've been following Matt for, I think, almost like 3 years on YouTube. His YouTube channel is just called Matt Vincent, and he posts a lot of really cool stuff. He is from Louisiana. He is a Highland Games world champion 2 times, and pretty much for the time that he's done the Highland Games, he's finished, I think, in the top 5. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not really sure. He's a very interesting dude. He's really fucking strong. Even though he's had some injuries on his knee and stuff, he's still really, really strong. And I draw a lot of inspiration from him. I got nothing but good things to say about Matt. And his guests on his podcast are really, really interesting. If you guys are interested in athletics, strength training, coffee, or entrepreneurship, even though I don't really like that word either, entrepreneurship, it's kind of just glorified. I feel like everybody uses the term entrepreneur now, and basically it's kind of like a blanket term for, oh, I do stuff outside of, you know, the traditional stuff like that. But Matt's podcast definitely has a little sprinkling of some entrepreneurship in there with some of the guests that he has on and in his own life. Definitely give him a look. He also has a website called hate.com, and don't get it twisted. Hate does not mean the traditional bad connotations that the word hate gets. He has a whole different meaning that you can find on his YouTube, and it's spelt HVIII, and the whole idea behind it is not being okay with mediocrity in your own life in any regard. So focusing on yourself and improving yourself to be the best person that you can be, and hating the idea of mediocrity or inadequacy within your own life. I think it's a fantastic idea. I came into it with the same connotations that I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to have. Thinking, oh, hey, hate yourself. What the hell, man? No, I'm not going to hate myself. You're terrible. That's a terrible idea. Why would you be promoting that? That's not what it is. The whole idea is pushing yourself past your own limits and pushing yourself past the boundaries that people set up for you so that you can live the type of life that you want to live. And I think that's a very interesting philosophy. I think he goes about it in an interesting way. Check out some of his stuff. He has some really, really cool stuff. But that's enough plugging for that. Definitely check out the Mark Bell Powercast, especially if you're into powerlifting. I think that Mark Bell is probably one of the best resources that there is as far as strength training goes. He has a very entertaining podcast where he has some of the top people, top powerlifters or top physical trainers or personal trainers on his show. And I've been listening to Mark for a little bit longer than I've been listening to Matt Vincent. So, you know, definitely give Mark Bell a shot if you're into powerlifting and stuff like that. And then I also listen to the Hannibal Buress podcast. His is really funny. Hannibal Buress is a comedian. If you guys don't know, you should know him. He's been in a lot of movies. He's been on the Eric Andre show. He's really funny. He has some great stand-up too, by the way. Oh yeah, the Bodega Boys, Desus and Miro from Viceland. Those guys are really funny. I've been listening to them for a couple weeks now. I think they're really, really funny. They definitely have that New York feel to it, so it's funny. interesting, funny, all the above. But yeah, podcasting is really cool. I think that there is a relatively low barrier to entry with podcasting, and the possibilities with it are pretty much endless. You can just kind of talk about anything that interests you. So what does that mean? Well, for this one, you know, for my podcast, because this is my show, I might do, you know, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. There might be times when I talk just to talk. There might be times when I talk just because I am interested in my powerlifting. So I might talk the whole time about my training philosophy and how I go about, you know, making sure that I'm covering all my eggs in the baskets. I don't think that's how that one goes, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning, so cut me some fucking slack. There might be times when I talk about economics. In fact, maybe I will talk about that stuff because I think it's interesting. There might be times when I have some guests on. Actually, no, there's definitely going to be times when I have some guests on because I do not know how much longer I can keep rambling like this. But we're just going to go with it, at least for today. This is my first one, so we're gonna go for it. I don't know how long it's going to be. I think we're already approaching about a half hour. I've been enjoying myself so far. It's helped me keep myself awake. I haven't even had a sip of my coffee yet, which is good. I'll probably be chugging this shit by the time 8:30 rolls around. But we will cross that road when we get there, right? Right. Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things. Sometimes I might talk about video games. Sometimes I might talk about hiking or fishing or doing any type of cool outdoor activities. Sometimes I might just talk about stupid drunk stories with some friends. Sometimes I might tell stupid drunk stories by myself. Who knows? We'll see where it goes. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Happy Father's Day weekend. Gotta show some love to all the dads out there, because without strong fathers, there would be no strong children, right? There'd be no strong young men and women out there who are gonna be the next generation. I'm fortunate enough to not have any kids that I know of. I'm even more fortunate to know a lot of very strong men who have helped shape me into the person that I am now. And I spent my Father's Day with my dad. My grandfather just actually flew off to British Columbia. He's going to be doing a lot of cool hiking and mountain walks and all different types of stuff. He's gonna love that. I don't know. He's been wanting to get out there for a long time now, so it's kind of good to see him finally do it. He's been dealing with some, a little bit of health issues, a little bit of health speed bumps, you know, but, he got over them. He got over them, knock on wood, and he finally made it out there. So I'm happy that he's out there. He's gone for about, I think, a week to 10 days. And I can't wait to see what he brings back. My own dad, he was actually working on Father's Day. He started a new job where he's working pretty crazy hours. So he's been working like a madman. He worked about a half day. I think he worked like 8 hours on Father's Day.
And then he came home and we had a very nice dinner with my other grandma. And so Father's Day was awesome. What else did I do this past weekend? We had Beer Olympics. Beer Olympics was pretty fun. There were a couple graduation parties. Shout out to all my fellow class of 2018 grads. You guys killed it. Congratulations on the hard work that you guys all put in. Nobody can take anything away from you, considering that you've done it. You did what a lot of people probably said you wouldn't do. And, you know, I hope that you're proud of yourselves, because I am very proud of the accomplishment that I have graduating from Rutgers. I loved my time there at Rutgers, and I hope that you guys had similar experiences. Beer Olympics was fun. I don't know if you guys all know how Beer Olympics works, so I'll just kind of explain it to you. Basically, it's a bunch of people getting together. People pick teams, and the teams are essentially different countries. And you pick a different country, and you wear a uniform for said country. Not like a serious uniform, by the way. You know, this isn't to step on anybody's toes. This isn't to be racist or anything like that. That's not the point. And if you go there, shame on you, because we're just trying to have some fun. And in order to do that, I chose Team Wakanda, the fictional country from the Marvel Universe, from Black Panther. So nobody can tell me, oh, you're being racist. No, I'm not, because Wakanda isn't even a country. Okay? So, shame on you. basically, me and my team, Team Wakanda, battled against all these other teams in a bunch of different drinking games. We played beer pong, we played flip cup, we played this game called Hungry Hungry Hippos. I've never played it before. I don't know how it works. I just know that it was kind of fun. I would have preferred Tipsy Bat. I'm a little bit better at Tipsy Bat. And then there was supposed to be a pitcher chug between your team versus another team. So it's not like everybody has a pitcher. It's just more like it's more like you have one pitcher and everybody on your team has to drink that one pitcher collectively before the other team finishes their pitcher collectively. However, we didn't get to the pitcher chug because we ran out of beer. But it's probably for the best, honestly. If we had done the pitcher chug, there's a good chance that I'd still be hungover, because as I've gotten older, I have not been, well, I don't want to say that I'm old. I'm 22, and so I should still be able to drink. Maybe I'm just being soft, but I don't know. I don't know. There comes a point now where there's kind of like a cutoff where after so many beers, I just feel like, okay, either I'm just the right amount of drunk and I can still have fun, or I'm way too drunk and now I need to handle that. So Beer Olympics was pretty fun. I don't think anybody got stupid. Nobody that I saw blacked out or, you know, got way too drunk or whatever. But, you know, it happens. Live to fight another day, right? If you did black out, or if you do sometimes black out from drinking too much, maybe you need to think about, drinking a little bit less, because that shit takes a big toll on your body. Plus, you don't know what you're going to say or what you're going to do when you get to that point. And I just don't think it's really a good look. And believe me, I've been there before. I've had a lot of stupid times drinking, which maybe we can talk about in another podcast. But, you don't want to get stupid, right? The whole idea of drinking is to have fun. At least for me it is. I don't drink to I don't know. I don't drink for any other reasons except to have a good time, usually, or to lighten the mood or whatever. So, yeah, there's that. Yeah, Beer Olympics were fun. Friday night was fun. My first Friday night as an adult was fun. I think I pretty much just went to the gym and then played Xbox or something. I did not go out, I don't think.
I don't think I went out.
Actually, I think I got ice cream or something. So, yeah, there's that real captivating adult life, right? So, yeah, there's that. Currently, I got on the highway about, I'd say maybe 10 minutes ago. And there has been literally no traffic, and it is absolutely beautiful. I am loving this. I think I'm going to do this pretty much every day because I really didn't experience any traffic this whole car ride so far, and I'm just super surprised because it really does make a difference how much a half hour makes in your commute. We're coming up on 37 minutes, and usually I would be on Route 206 in New Jersey still, so to be on 287 heading towards Rutgers already is pretty awesome. I work down by Rutgers, that's why I said I'm kind of driving down there. The office just happens to be in Piscataway, so driving down that way. Yeah, but no traffic. This is incredible. I really like this. It's 6:15. I got to watch a bit of the sunrise this morning with my dog right by the lake, and really peaceful, really serene. Are you guys early risers? Do you guys like getting up early, or is it just something that you have to do? Is it a chore to get up early? Is it really, really hard for you to get up early? Because for me, I think that, you know, I can get up early. I can get up anytime you need me to get up. I don't like doing it. I don't think anybody really likes getting up early, unless you're kind of weird. But you know, getting up early like that is, it's been kind of peaceful, honestly. It's been like, it's kind of served as a way to organize myself, organize my thoughts, and just kind of think about things. I don't know, when you watch the sunrise come up, you have an appreciation for things, right? And I don't want to get too sappy or sentimental, but you know, life is short, and you have to think about things from a gratitude perspective and how grateful you are to have the certain people and relationships and things in your life that you value, right? So, you know, in the mornings, those are just some things that I think about. I say my morning prayer, and then I get dressed, and I eat my breakfast, I make my coffee, pet my dog. Me and my dad have been getting up at the same time, so usually he and I make breakfast together. And then today, he left at around... there's a yawn. He left at around the same time that I did, right around 5:30. So, yeah, there's that. I mean, that's kind of my morning routine has been pretty simple. Wake up, get dressed, you know, wake up, say my prayer, get dressed,
make breakfast, pet my dog, you know, make some coffee, and just kind of take a minute or two, think about how everything's going, how you want your day to go, and then, you know, hit the road and get going, you know? Life's not going to stop unless you, life's not going to stop until you die, but, you know, life's not going to stop while you're still alive. You gotta keep going every single day at something, just chip away at something, you know? Nothing worth having comes easy, I guess. So that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast. I kind of want to build something up over time. Hopefully you guys kind of like what I'm putting out there. I have been enjoying this so far. This is really just kind of a trial run, this episode. I don't know how long I want these to be. We're just passing 40 minutes, so maybe I'll try and get to 45 because I'm pulling up to the office. I kind of want to take a little nap until about maybe 7. It's almost 20 after 6. And, I don't know. I need some feedback, definitely, on this episode, because I want to know if you guys like how freeform it is. I want to know if you guys want me to kind of make little scripts or talking points that I can talk about. And obviously, you know, this is my first episode, so you guys might have been picking up on some of the little things that I say. Maybe it's annoying where I take pauses, or I say, you know, a lot, or That's one thing that I definitely want to stop doing, is saying, you know, all that nonsense. There we go again with a you know, and an So, let me know how you guys like these. Let me know if you guys want me to script. Let me know what you guys want me to talk about too, because maybe I can shed some light on some of the different things that you guys have going on. Maybe I can be resourceful in a certain capacity. Hopefully I can, because if I'm not providing some type of value in my product or service or something, or whatever you want to call this, then why am I even doing this? I'm just wasting time if I'm not providing some type of value or some type of takeaway from my product, my service, my podcast. I don't want you guys to think that this is like I'm selling you something or some type of weird business guy thing, because that's really not what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to just talk about different things, have some fun, and figure out how I can be creative with this, because like I said before, I need a new creative outlet. I need something fun to do. I need something that I'm going to enjoy, and something that is not so business oriented. So this podcast is kind of like, it's an actual opposition to kind of what I do at work, where it's all boring and free form and Excel formulas and stuff like that. But I kind of want this to be different, right? I want this to be something that I enjoy. I want this to be something, more importantly, that you enjoy. You're the listener. But you guys have just as much creative input in this as I do. I'm just the one who presses record and starts talking. So definitely let me know how you feel about it. We can figure out from this first episode where it's going. I don't know how many episodes a week I'm going to be doing. Maybe I'll do them on the car rides into work like I did today. Maybe I'll do like 3 a week, where it'll be two in the car, one with a guest, or maybe I'll just reserve it for guests. We don't know. That's the great thing about podcasts. You know, you can just kind of figure it out as you go along. If you don't have a guest, you can just talk about something. If you don't have a, if you do have a guest, you can talk about whatever the hell you want. Talk about what's going on in their life. Talk about, you know, what they find interesting. Talk about sports. Talk about this, that, and the third. Talk about beer. Talk about cooking. Talk about barbecue. Hey now, I like barbecue. Hope you guys like barbecue, because there's probably going to be a good portion of this podcast geared towards barbecue. I'm also amateur, very, very amateur at grilling. But I'm always looking for tips and tricks and this, that, and the third. Just pulled into the office. It's 25 after 6 now. Almost. It's 6:22 or 6:23, depending on how you look at it. Just pulled into the office. There's a meeting at 7 that I have to go to, so I think I'm going to do some editing on this first episode, maybe try and get it posted by then. If not, I'll probably be fidgeting with my phone a little bit at work. Don't tell my boss, please. And we can figure out how to get this up, where to put this. I don't even know where to put podcasts. So I just recorded this whole thing. I don't really even know. Is it going to go on SoundCloud? Is it going to go on my blog? Is it going to go on, I don't know, iTunes, Spotify? Who knows? Well, anyway, I'll figure all that nonsense out. Hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. We made it to 47 minutes almost. So thank you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Definitely let me know what you guys are feeling in the comments, and I'll try and link all of my social media stuff to it, so in case you guys want to follow me or whatever, or you want to contact me through that, maybe you want to be on an episode or something, just let me know. It'll be in the description, I guess. We'll see. Thanks, have a good day, have a good week, and I will see you next time.